Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio, high in the mountains in North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside. Join us this morning on an unused Saturday morning. Welcome to the program, everyone. We have a lot of things to do this morning. We're talking hunting, we're talking fishing, we're talking outdoors with all manner of encouragement, prizes, questions, and of course, your calls. This is O'Neill. Woman Williams is not with us this morning. She may join us in a little while, but that'll be okay. We'll get the show done, and we appreciate you joining us. The telephone numbers are, in the Atlanta, Georgia area, 404-872-0750, or outside the Atlanta calling area, it's 800-972-8255. You can listen to O'Neill Outside on Saturday mornings, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. on WSB Radio, 750 AM and 95.5 FM on the SB, the Sports Broadcast Radio Nation, in Houston and Sacramento and Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, Little Rock, Columbus, and on and on and on all across the country. And, of course, too, on Facebook at O'Neill Outside. Gail will not be here to handle the Facebook this morning, not for a little while at least. She won't mind my sharing this with you. She had her right knee fully replaced, and there are quite a few steps to get down here. She had the surgery on Monday, so she's kind of incapacitated and sleeping right now, the meds and so on. So welcome to the program. Again, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. This wonderful program is brought to you every Saturday morning by Tough Shed, Horsetown, Hayes Auto, Realtree, Fire Aid 2000, Timbuktu Outdoors, True Turn Hooks and Roadrunner Lures, Crocodile Bay Resort, Striplings General Store, yes indeed, Works Tools, the Whitetail Institute, and a new sponsor today, the Governor's Gun Club, and we'll tell you all about that facility during today's program, should you call and ask about that. But it's a full program nonetheless, and we hope that you will enjoy it. It is live Saturday mornings, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. on all those stations I described. So, we've got a full house coming up. In 10 seconds, we got to go to a break, and that means it's just about right now. Welcome back. You're listening to O'Neill Outside on Saturday mornings, and it's my pleasure to invite you to watch O'Neill Outside Television, a very special show this week that you can see on Fox Sports Southeast, Fox Sun, Fox Phoenix, Hunt Channel, Pursuit Network, and so on. Just kind of look up on the website, and you'll find the day and time. And it's a program I did with a fellow by the name of Brian Barton, and we fished the Tennessee River below Wilson Dam. That may be some of the best freshwater fishing in the world. You have a fish on, you have a bite or a fish on every cast. Huge catfish, 6 pound smallmouth, 8 pound largemouth, 60 pound stripers. It's unbelievable, and you'll find out all about how to do that by visiting O'Neill Outside today. So we have your calls, of course, and we have a new sponsor today. It's the Governor's Gun Club. Now, let me tell you about this place.
How can I do this?
It's in Kennesaw, Georgia. It's probably in the territory of about 60,000 square feet, 100-yard high-powered rifle range, indoor skeet shooting. Got it? indoor skeet shooting. The skeet shooting area, five stand, trap and skeet and all. It's 37,000 square feet. It is the ultimate gun club in the United States. Restaurant, a beautiful restaurant, a five-star restaurant, a great lounge. You can buy your guns there, and you learn all about gun safety and become comfortable with it. I'm so proud that they chose O'Neill Outside Radio to reach out to you. And I will be doing a show, an O'Neill Outside show there, in a couple of 3 weeks. And to air this year, indoor, did you get that? An indoor skeet and trap. Archery simulator. Oh, it's just, you've got to go see it. The grand opening is May the 11th. It's open to the public. It's not just a gun club. It's open to the public. Pistol range, rifle range, you name it. We'll talk about that. It's 14 after the hour. We've got a full boat this morning. And the first thing I'd like to do, where's my little list? I want to give away the radio prize package. Here are the rules for the radio prize package. If you've won the radio prize package in the last year, you cannot win again, and we know who you are. You have to be 18 years or older, and the telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. And here's the list. A FireAid fire extinguisher, a Bass Pro Shop gift card, $25, $10 Bojangles gift card, the DNR Rigs magazine, Big Green Egg barbecues. Big Green Egg barbecue sauce? No kidding. All right, a Realtree hat, Data Sport, Moon Phase clock, editions of Angler and Dude, Fisher's Choice baits, Bugman wipes, True Turn lure, Thunder Chicken by Mark Noble, and various hats and so forth. And here is the question. Every week we have, we give away, one of our sponsors. Now, how can I do this? The question is, every week, let's see, how do I do that? Okay, every week the Silent Hero description is sponsored by a certain businessman and company in Fayetteville, Georgia. The Silent Hero description is sponsored by this company, or this foundation. It's a foundation that sponsors it. So, name the foundation that sponsors the Silent Hero description, which is one about firemen and EMT and police and so on. It's 17 after the hour, and we'll be here for a few more minutes. And if you'd like to call, and maybe at the first caller with the correct answer to the numbers I gave you, we'll win this significant radio prize package. And it's a lot of good stuff. Bass Pro and Bojangles. Bojangles. Whew. So, anyway, one of the things I want you to do, it's springtime, and it's time for your boat checklist. The boat's either been sitting in the water, it's been in dry storage, it's been sitting on the trailer. It deserves some inspection, especially if it's not a new boat or relatively new in the last couple of years. But even so, it's been sitting out. Check all the hoses, all the clamps, all the plug-ins, all the electronics. Check the prop, your boat plug. It deserves some attention, or else it will fail you. Check all the fluids in the engine. Make sure that the gasoline is freshened, and the oil is all freshened. Just don't depend on what it was last year. That comes from the Boat US Foundation. And a lot of people are calling in. We'll wrap us up and answer it in a couple of minutes, I'm sure. It was an easy question. But and we read the Silent Hero in the second hour of the show every week. And it's all about FireAid, these sponsors, okay? But that's not the foundation. All right. Beyond that, we'll... oh, my goodness. Everybody must know the answer. I hope so. One of the things that happens here in North Georgia at 18 after the hour, Gail and I live in a little cabin. We call it the lean-to. And it's on the side of a mountain near Amicalola Falls State Park. It's really not close to anything. It's kind of all stuck out by itself. And we have a lot of bears. Ooh, yeah, lots of bears. I'm told that, well, there are literally thousands in this part of North Georgia. And people think it's kind of a novelty to feed the bears. We have a fellow in the neighborhood, a couple of fellows in the neighborhood here, and I call it a neighborhood. Everybody has 5, 6, 8 acres or more. We got a couple of fellows who feed the bears. Don't feed the bears, please. A bear, he's just a big black possum, and we have an answer to the radio prize package. And you're not doing him a favor. The bears have been doing just fine without our feeding them. It's dangerous. If you encounter a bear, then leave him alone. He doesn't necessarily like you, and the only reason he might stick around is he thinks you're going to feed him. Don't. He will give you a warning if he wants to challenge you. It'll be like a dog bark, woof, woof, like that. Leave him alone. Now, why do we see so many in the springtime? Well, once he gets to be, he or she gets to be an adolescent, 2 years old, then the sow stops protecting him from the area boars. So the area boars, the kind of king of the neighborhood, they run him off. So that's why they spread out. That's why they're always looking for new territory. And if indeed, like a few years ago, that the Department of Natural Resources came in and they had to relocate bears. No, they don't relocate bears. They trap them and euthanize them because they can't unlearn the fact that if they see a house and it smells like humans, that they're going to get fed. Well, they're not going to get fed, not here. And they want return to their natural feeding habits and natural range, so they have to be removed. In any case, that's why you see so many bears in the springtime, new, and they flood the area. I know a few years ago, one went all the way down to Bass Pro in Atlanta, in Duluth. Yeah, well, he was in the area. I just say he was at Bass Pro. 404-872-0750, 800-972, if you'd like to join us from all across the country. It's 21 and a half after the hour, after I stumble around here for a couple of more seconds. Then we will be back after a break, and we will answer the question about who it is that sponsors the Silent Hero Award.
I'm a highway till I die. I'm a little borrowed time. Out to the end of the line. But every light that flickers and shines will come together on the glory time. All together we fall together. We ride together. We ride together. You fall together. We fall together. Every little light will flicker and shine.
Yes, you're listening to O'Neill Outside, and we have a little chore to do this morning. Right now, we have a radio prize package floating around out there, and we have an answer. And the question was, as a businessman and company in Fayetteville, Georgia, they make fire aid, and they sponsor a foundation, if you will, for firefighters, EMT, police, and so on. And Mike, calling from North Carolina, is calling O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What do you say?
How you doing?
I'm okay. You going fishing or hunting today?
I'm going to go hunting when I get done delivering the papers.
There you go. Okay, you evidently have the right answer, and that right answer is?
It's the Ronnie Thames Foundation.
That is correct. Very proud to have them associated with the program. And if you'll give us a couple of weeks, you'll get a big box of prizes, and you can spend the coupons and enjoy the prize package that we've sent you, and I do appreciate your participation in the program.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Glad you listened, sir. It paid off for you, right?
It sure did.
You're mighty fine. Call more often. Love to hear from you.
Okay.
You bet. Thanks, pal. There you go. That's good. We started off quite well. Now I'm going to ask Jason at WSB Studio. Of course, Karen and Brian Green are in Peachtree City, and we have engineers, of course, in Houston, Texas. But I'm going to ask Jason right now if he can locate it for me. Can you, Jason, the old theme song? Okay, 2 minutes. We'll play that theme song. We located it, or we... Houston Green located the old 25-year-old radio theme song that we used to play that introduced the program at 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. And I'd love to play it for you now. So this is the old theme song. The program at the time was called The Great Outdoor Show, and here it is.
I'm headed down the highway to my favorite fishing hole. Can't wait to hang me a big one on my brand new fishing pole. As my buddy pours the coffee, I turn on the radio. We listen to O'Neill on the Great Outdoor Show. If it's a lunker bass you're after or a trophy for the wall, just pick up the telephone and give O'Neill a call. When it comes to hunting and fishing, there ain't much he don't know. Talking about O'Neill on the Great Outdoor Show. Last night I dreamed I passed away and went on to my reward. There I stood in heaven, talking to the Lord. I said, how's the fishing here? He said, I don't know. You'll have to call O'Neill on the Great Outdoor Show. Talking about O'Neill on the Great Outdoor Show.
How about that? Boy, we located that this week, and I can recall when I first heard that recording, written especially for the show, of course, I was so proud, and I'm going to guess that was about 25 years ago when the program was called The Great Outdoor Show. And, you know, I have to be fair with you, I stole the name of the show. Well, I mean, it's a great description, because I had been in the New Orleans area, and on WWL Radio out of New Orleans, there is a program called The Great Outdoor Show. And I listened to it during my trips in the New Orleans area. And WWL is one of those stations, like WSB, that at the early morning hours, it blasts all over the country. Not like WSB does, but like a lot of them. So when I heard that program, I thought, ooh, that one's going to work for Georgia. That's going to work for me. It's going to work for my family. And so that's what we call the program. And when O'Neill Outside Television became O'Neill Outside, it was under other names also. Then we matched the two up. And the people at WSB were kind enough to allow me to change the name of the program to O'Neill Outside. Okay, 404-872-0750, or outside the Atlanta calling area, it's 800-972-8255. And on Facebook this morning, we had a question. Someone had received a new 20-gauge shotgun, and they asked, what should we do? Should you do first? Well, the first thing you will do is be able, whether it's a break action, whether it's a automatic, a pump, become familiar with the action. Use it, okay? Pump it. Use the, if it's a pump, I mean, you pump it. If it's an automatic, operate it, okay? Become familiar with it. Then decide what you're going to hunt with it. If it's a 20 gauge, it's likely to be bird gun. Most shotguns are bird guns. And then go to a place like the Governor's Gun Club or some safe location, and determining whether this is going to be a quail gun or a turkey gun or whatever it's going to be, get plenty of shells, get a good cleaning kit, and use it. Make it fit you. Put it up to your shoulder. Get your cheek on it. Practice with it. One of the disservices that you can do when hunting is not dispatch birds or wild game, wound them. okay? You want to be good at it? Practice it. It's a little bit like golf. You know, the fellow who always wins the club championship is the guy who plays golf every day. The fellow who hits 97 out of 100 skeet or trap, that he buys shells by the pallet. He shoots every day. That's what you want that 20 gauge to be. It needs to be an extension of your visually and your hands, and you want to be visually, it's you and the gun. It takes time, attention, and practice. So if you have other questions, then Karen Green will look at it on Facebook. So 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Now, when you watch the television show, if you do this week, by all means, make plans and call and visit Brian Barton. I'm very fortunate that I get to go to some fabulous places to go fishing. And this is one of them. The Tennessee River, if you've traveled in the southeast, in North Alabama, even in just a little bit of North Georgia, and throughout Tennessee is the Tennessee River. It's huge. It's not the Mississippi, of course, but it's huge. And it dominates North Alabama. The Tennessee River flows dominates North Alabama. With Pickwick Lake, Wilson Dam, what's the other lake? I'll get it in a minute. My brain's gone soft. But if you'll telephone Brian Barton off of today's program, look for Brian Barton Outdoors, make plans to visit there and have him guide you on fishing behind Wilson Dam. You need a guide. You're not going to do this on your own. Not the first time or not the first few times. You need to become familiar with it via Brian. I fished with Brian that day, and you'll see it on the program. I fished with him for about 4 hours, maybe. And doing a show takes time. It interrupts your fishing. But you have a fish on or you get bit every cast. Every cast. It's some of the most fabulous freshwater fishing I've ever witnessed. It's 34 after the hour, and we hope you'll join us on the program this morning. We have a lot of things to do in the second hour. The Silent Hero Award or description, the Medal of Honor tribute, and a lot of things. And we hope you'll join us on the program. It's 34 after the hour, and we've gone through the checklist. Oh, be sure, I got a second here. Be sure, if you're local, go to Cherokee County Toyota or Horsetown. Just walk in and say, I want my O'Neill Outside signed hat. And they'll give you one. Horsetown and Cherokee County Toyota. We need to go to a break and we'll be back.
Familiar tune, I stopped and sang with you. We watched the yellow moon rise. Later on outside your fence, we shared a little dance. I knew I loved you even then. And in that autumn sky, we watched a storm roll by. It's been that way ever since. Oh, baby, it's sure been a whirlwind.
Gotcha. Let's get started. 39 after the hour. I didn't hear anything from my connection on the SB Nation. But I need to hold on now. See, what this happens, the radio on WSB, this signal routes its way all the way to Houston, Texas. And this thing lasts. This was my fault because I went to the break early. I'm an idiot. What can I tell you? I have a little piece of paper in front of me that says, go to a break at 37 after the hour. But I went to the break at 35 after the hour. Can I read? Can I tell numbers? I look at something and say it says 35 and 37 instead of 37. Well, of course. But it's early, and I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And so I just...
You said
I just wasn't paying attention. Welcome back to the SB Nation, everyone. It's my apologies. I went to the break early. We'll set that aside because what we want to talk about now, if you'll permit me, is I'd like to talk about turkey hunting. Spring fishing is fabulous, and we'll get to talk about that for a long, long time. The turkey season across the country generally will end in a couple of 3 or 4 weeks. When is the best time? O'Neill asks. Now, through the end of the season. And why is that? Well, you have to remember that what's going on there in the turkey woods. With the increased number of hours of daylight, that triggers the estrogen cycle in the hen, and the gobbler's testosterone level goes sky high. It goes through his eyes and through his skin, the sunlight. But now, see, he's been with the hens all this time. And I'm sure you've been successful turkey hunting. You've gotten your birds. But now the hens are resisting him over the next 2 or 3, 4 weeks. The hens go to the nest after they wake up. And so he gobbles on the limb and he gobbles on the ground, but the hens aren't really interested. They're done. Not all of them are, of course, but generally they're done. And following the advice in so many books that I've read by Tom Kelly, who is, to me, the premier outdoor writer with regards turkey hunting in the country. I've never read anyone as does it as well as Tom Kelly. He adds so much to the romance, if you will, of being in the woods and turkey hunting. As a matter of fact, Tom says he doesn't hunt turkeys for fun. He has to hunt turkeys. So he's been doing it since the 40s. And he says this is the best time, and I agree, because by 10:30 or 11 o'clock in the morning, and maybe right off the roost, the hens aren't interested in the tom any longer. But he hears you. He hears you. So he says, there's a hen that is still receptive, that has not gone to the nest, that has not gone away and run away from me. So I think I'll drop by and see what you look like. So that is your best time for turkey hunting. But several at 4:42, several things about turkeys you may not realize. This is more than you sometimes want to know. The gobbler is not the only one that always can fan. The boss, that is. The Jake's fan, even the hen's fan, establishing her dominance over some of the other hens. You can tell, well, the turkey has about 5,000 feathers. Did you know that? He's loaded. And he is a beautiful bird. To me, the most beautiful of all is the Rio Grande. And Travis is in Texas hunting the Rio Grande right now. He is a guide there in Texas with Rush Creek Outfitters, Rush Creek Guide Service it is. I think they've, in the first 4 weeks of the season or so, 4 or 5 weeks of the season, I think they've taken over 100 Rios. But hunting the Rio is nothing like hunting the Eastern. If you'd like to call the show and participate, it's 404-872-0750. 404-872-0750. That's in the Atlanta area. And across the country, via WSB and the SB Nation, it's 800-972-8255. 800-WSB-TALK. That's 972-8255, and it's 44 after the hour. This is the time of the year for what you might call the weekend angler to do his best. Wonder why that is. But because the game fish are accessible. They're shallow. And we'll hear from a lot of guys this morning, from Mac and from Henry and from so many other guys, telling us about the spotted bass, the largemouth, the striper, and soon, in June, the brim and other little panfish. You know, one of the things that you may not realize, you know, a bass, is a largemouth or a spotted bass is not a bass. A largemouth or a spotted bass or a shoal bass, those are sunfish. A striper is a bass. And, of course, a hybrid is a combination of a white bass and a striped bass. So, if you didn't know that, you learned it. It's interesting that you may find this interesting that it was Ben Franklin, as one of the founders of the country, and he was an outdoorsman, as most people were at that time. It was his choice that the Eastern wild turkey be the national bird symbol, the national bird, the symbol of America. He was voted down. It became, of course, the bald eagle, who is indeed majestic, huge, that big white head, and he's the symbol of America's flight, if you will. But Franklin wanted it to be the Eastern wild turkey, and it wouldn't have been a bad choice, I tell you, because to so many people, where the bald eagle is not a novelty, then the Eastern wild, the bald eagle is quite frankly just a big white-headed buzzard. There you are. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Are you making any mistakes with your turkey hunting? Could be. And we're going to go over that list in the second hour. It's 447 right now. We won't have words of wisdom this morning. Gail is, Woman Williams is, well, this past Monday morning, she had her right knee, full replacement of the right knee. So walking down the steps to our little studio here, will it be a bit much. So it's only 4 days ago, four full days ago, that she had her right knee replaced. So let's leave her alone this morning. We will not have words of wisdom this morning. But we've got a lot of things to talk about, and I hope you'll join us. I have a whole long laundry list of stuff here. What are some of the things back to turkey hunting for a moment, what are the things that I recommend that you should do? And I get most of my turkey and great deal of the hunting information that I pass along to you, I get it from Realtree. They have a fabulous website, Realtree.com. And here's kind of the things. If you take a bird this morning over the week during this season, then maybe this checklist can mean a little bit something to you. So because it's so thrilling to take a bird, sometimes you'll get ahead of yourself and you'll forget some things. The first thing you do, bang, bird's down. You dash out there and make sure he's dead. Okay. First thing you do is unload your shotgun. The hunt's over. Unload your shotgun. Check it and unload it. Make sure the safety is on, just in case. Then, take a breath and enjoy what just happened. Relax for a minute, okay? Enjoy your surroundings. Consider what just happened, because we don't get to take very many turkeys. The limit in Georgia and most of the southeastern states is three. And unless you're in Texas or something like that, when you're hunting the Rio, I mean, a lot of times you take all three the first day. Is it necessary where you're hunting that you should tag the bird? Then do that. Tag the bird before you do anything else. You've unloaded the gun, you've checked the safety, you've appreciated your surroundings, now you tag the bird. Then, on site, because you do have a telephone with you, take photos. Take selfies, if you will. Take a photo of the bird with the gun. take a photo of yourself with a bird and the gun. Take photos. They all will be memories for you for a long, long time. Then you take care of the bird. Have you got a satchel or something to carry it in? I know it always looks very special for you to throw it over your shoulder and walk away. That's a photo op, okay? It's better to use a bag of some kind, or like a vest with a bag, game bag in the back. Put the bird in the bag. Is it necessary for you to check the game in? Like here in Georgia, it's a game check, and it's on your telephone. It's a download. It's a app, so you check the bird. It's necessary. Then call everybody, unless it's really early and you don't want to wake them up. Tell everybody about it. Enjoy the experience. Enjoy the telling. And then lastly, make sure you use the whole bird. The breast, the drumstick, everything. And save the fan and save the feet. You may want to make a gun rack out of the feet. And you make a fan for the wall. I don't even have one of those. I should. I know Gail mentioned the other day that in this trophy room, and I've always told you that I'm going to do that. And one of these days I will. I will have a tour of the room. I don't have any turkey. I've got some feet saved over. But I don't have, but Gail told me the other day, because she went with me a few years ago, and we were in a deer stand and called in birds. And we had a full strut turkey decoy. And it was quite a sight, quite an experience to see that another gobbler came in and he challenged the decoy. And Gail got to witness that, so she's always said since then, if we ever have a turkey mount, then it should be a full strut, Eastern. I'm going to, if I can, get a full strut Rio, because he's, quite frankly, prettier. But doesn't matter, either one. It'd be a nice addition to the little trophy room. It's full. You can go to O'Neill Outside website, and you can go to O'Neill Outside Facebook and so on, and you can see the photos of much of this trophy room, but I'll show it to you one day, I promise. And the turkey will be a fine addition to the room. Now, I downloaded a book the other day. Oh, let's talk about the book for a second. At 53 after the hour. In about 3 or 4 weeks, O'Neill will have his second book. The first book I had 12, 14 years ago was a recipe book. And there will be recipes in the new one. But this time, the recipes, the book is called O'Neill Outside, Reflections, People and Places Along the Way. It'll be my judgment, my reflection, or my reminiscences, if you will, or my memories of 65 years in the outdoors. And when we do that, it'll be on Amazon, and it'll be an audio book or an Audible, and you can an e-book, and it'll also be a printed version. And when that comes out, I hope you'll find it interesting enough maybe that you should read it, download it, buy it, and read it. And I'm going to tell you more about that when I get back from this break. I miss Woman Williams, don't you? She adds quite a bit to the show. We got a message on Facebook a few moments ago that we have listeners from Minnesota. Snow's on the ground, but they're taking turkeys, and they call to say thank you for the tips and so on. And again, I want to remind you, let's don't congratulate O'Neill so much for these tips and things, because all of the tips and all of the information that I give you is not from my own personal experience. No, indeed not. I read a lot, and I depend on people and what they have to say, the tips, the recommendations that they pass along. Which reminds me, I just downloaded a book by a fellow by the name of John Phillips. He's an outdoor writer, and he's got like 80 books. And he I downloaded a book, and I printed the printed version, really. And he sent it to me, or they sent it to me, Amazon did. And it's tips from the pros, from people like Kevin Van Dam. It's how to fish, how to be a better bass fisherman, or how to bass fish like a pro. And I listened to some of it this week, and you know something? These guys, when they talk about fishing, when they talk about their preparation, it's no wonder that they are professionals. It's no wonder that they win tournaments. It's no wonder that they make, some of them, literally millions of dollars being bass fishermen. They're different from us. They prepare differently. I know the other day I was having a conversation with someone, and I was, to their surprise, I used to go to a golf tournament now and then. And before the tournament began, these professional golfers, before the tournament began, they were on the practice tee. Then they played their round, and I watched Jack Nicklaus. And after the tournament round was over, where did he go? Back to the practice tee. They're different from us, and the same thing holds true with professional bass fishermen also. So, first hour of O'Neill Outside is history. We've got another hour of outdoors headed your way, and I hope you'll find time to join us. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. You stay right there.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.